It's a tough call, really, because he did have an opportunity. Sadly, the weather's intervened for him. And I think, added to that, for him to get that amount of runs this season with all these wet conditions, I think it's an amazing effort. So, you know, possibly he didn't deserve a slice of luck that he was dealt with. And he needed the chance and probably deserved a chance to get there.
You started off this morning, what, 270 for three. Ultimately, were you disappointed with the total?
Yeah, we if you look at it, we've lost 7 for 32 there at the end, which is disappointing. And I think the crucial two wickets were the two guys that were in, James Cameron and Vikram Solanke, both went with a score on, I think, 302, something like that. That was a big blow to us, but you do still expect more runs from the guys down the order. I will say that I think that Somerset really bowled well yesterday and bowled well today as well, and credit to them, they stuck to their guns. There's definitely a bit of nip in that wicket and certainly some swing. For us to come up with two wickets for 27 as well, and two of the top order batsmen, I think you know, it was a good effort. And but testament to that, there's a little bit in the wicket today.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Compton factor was always going to be the main focus for a lot of the press box, but you did nip two out of the 11 for two. You had them at one stage.
Yeah, I thought, you know, if you look at the figures, both opening bowlers bowled relatively tight and both got a wicket each. So one was a slight gift at court square leg, but it doesn't really matter. Richard also bowled some terrific balls in that spell, so. You know, we've got to look positive for tomorrow now, and if we can bowl well as a unit, take our chances that will definitely come, then hopefully we can bowl them out for a score a lot less than what we got.
There's no such thing as an unimportant session, but they're all important, but tomorrow morning first session, you know, if you can make inroads there, you could be in the box seat.
It's a really important session for both teams, but generally at Worcester, and it proved it again today, the first hour and a half on any of the days is difficult batting, so we've got to maximise that by bowling really well, at hitting that off stump on a good length and making life difficult for the Somerset batsmen. So a lot will depend on Compton as well. He's the man they've batted round so far this season. If we can dislodge him early, then it means that we can get into their middle order, where there's quite a lot of stroke players, flair players, and you know, hopefully we can also get through them. But Compton's a big wicket because he's the guy who can bat all day.
I should mention Vikram Solanke's contribution, obviously. You know, 106 at a fine innings.
Yeah, he did well. He looked to have good shape to his batting. I felt that the last week or two he's been working quite hard at that, and it's coming together. He was very patient, and he built his innings, and he obviously deserved a century, and that helped us get a score of 300.
So if you can get a reasonable lead finally on the first innings lead on this, you know, you're going to be feeling reasonably confident you can press home that advantage, I would think.
Yeah, we got two. We've got to create and take another eight, and if we can do that, we'll be in the pound seat. But it's still going to be hard work, and we've got to make sure that we apply ourselves well with the ball, and not only that, we've got to take our chances. And if we can do that tomorrow, then there's a good chance we can bowl them out.